Blog Talk Radio. Time to talk about it, where I'm your host, Sister Diane. And this broadcast was founded by the late Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter. And you all know how we start this broadcast off. We started off with prayer. So I'm trusting that you got in your set place. You're prepared to go before the throne. Because God is awesome. We serve an awesome God. So let's prepare our hearts and our minds to go before the throne. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of Kings and Lords of Lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. And we say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O God, we ask you for forgiveness and those that we're praying for. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us. Heavenly Father, as you see prayer lists raised before you, hands laying upon prayer lists this day, Lord. Father God, you know each and every person, name by name, O God, and what they're in need of. Father, some ask for prayer for themselves, some ask for prayer for others, Lord. But Father, we come thanking you right now for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the prayers that you have already answered. Father, we're thanking you right now for every prayer request, Lord, that you have heard this day, Lord. For Father, we take it not for granted, Lord. Father, we bless your name. We magnify your name, Lord, knowing that there is no other God but you. We thank you, O God, for being a God of many chances. We thank you, O God, for being long-suffering this day, Lord, Father. Father, I hold before you Denise. And Father, I thank you, O God, for bringing her out of the hospital, Lord, Father. I ask you, O God, to open, Lord, Father, her airways this day, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for touching her right now, Lord Father. Father, strengthen her body right now, Lord Father, as we continue to speak healing right now from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord. We thank you. We glorify and magnify you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Sid, Lord, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, Father, for bringing her through surgery, Lord. Father, we're thanking you right now, Lord, as she continues to heal, Lord, Father. Strengthen her body as well this day, Lord, Father. Father God, when she feels weak, Lord, Father, let her stand and say she is strong this day in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Philip right now, and we plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord. And Father, we ask that you continue to intervene on his behalf there, O God. For Father, he is in need of you, Lord, Father. And Father, we continue to pray for his salvation this day, O God. And Father, that he run for you like never before, Lord Father. Touch, heal, deliver, and set free this day, Lord Father. Father, as we stand in the gap for him this day, in the name of Jesus, touch his mom right now, Lord Father. Strengthen her as well this day, in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Michelle, Lord. And we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. We thank you, Lord, Father, for bringing her through the surgery, Lord. And, Father, we ask that you continue to touch and heal her body this day, Lord, Father. Strengthen her right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, I hold before you Miss Aggie right now, Lord. And I plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father, as she continues to trust in you, Lord, Father. Father, as she is recovering right now, Lord, Father. Father, we ask you for your supernatural strength, Lord, Father. Father, when she feels like she is weak, Lord, Father, we thank you for your strength. Can't depend on just our strength alone, Lord. Father, we need you like never before. And this is the day, Lord, Father, that we need you. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Pastor Bolin, Lord, and we plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. Father, as we continue to speak healing to his body this day, Lord, Father. Father, as we speak to his blood and we say, blood, line up with the word of God right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for healing, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for never leaving him nor forsaking him, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for standing on your word this day, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, I hold before you my pastor, Pastor George Barnes, Lord. And I plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. Father, I continue, Lord, Father, to ask you to refresh, refill, and rejuvenate him, Lord, Father. Father God, keep the hedge of protection round about him this day, O God. Father, I thank you, Lord, Father, for taking him deeper in you this day, Lord, Father, and giving him, Lord, Father God, your supernatural strength, Lord, Father. We thank you, we glorify, and we magnify you, O Lord. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Bishop Porter this day, Lord, and we plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. Father God, we continue to pray, Lord, Father God, for your strength, Lord, Father, residing within him this day, Lord, Father. Father, continue to comfort his heart this day, O Lord, Father. For, Father, you say you will not leave us comfortless, and we thank you and glorify you this day, O God, for your supernatural strength and comfort, resting, ruling, and abiding in him, Lord. Father God, look upon our listeners, Lord, Father, those that are listening now, those that would listen at a later date, O God. You know what they're in need of, Lord. And, Father, we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for showing up and showing out for them, Lord, Father. We thank you, O God, for supplying their needs this day, O Lord. Father, we're praying for those that don't know you, Lord, Father, as their personal Lord and Savior, Lord. Father, that when they hear the message, Lord, Father, Father, that this will be the day, Lord, that they decide to come into your kingdom this day, Lord, Father. Father, I thank you, I glorify and I magnify you, O God. Father, continue to keep this broadcast covered under the blood, Lord. Father, as we cancel every and any assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone listening or speaking on this broadcast this day, O God. Father, we render that assignment null and void right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Lord, for covering the word with the blood this day, O God. We thank you, Lord, Father, for covering the airways this day, O God, under the blood, Lord, Father. And we say no weapons that is formed against us, O God, shall prosper, O God. We thank you for healing and deliverance being in the midst. Holy Spirit, show up and show out this day. Holy Spirit, take control of this broadcast this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm trusting that you touch and agree. When we was praying, you got your prayer on as well, and you begin to get that have that personal relationship with God. Because today, people, the safest place to be is in Him this day. Take it not for granted. I'm even trusting that when you wake up this morning, you said, thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning, clothing my right mind. Being able to do not just for myself, but for others as well. Amen. God is good. He is good. He is good. I just thank Him for waking me up this morning, because I know that there is nothing that can happen to me today that the God in me cannot handle. So you cast whatever it is that is going on, you cast it to the Christ within, that you may go free this day. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me give you the word for today. It says, every problem has in it the seeds of its own solution. If you don't have any problem, you don't get any seeds. Every problem has in it the seed of its own solution. If you don't have any problem, you don't get any seeds. Ain't that the truth? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Again, we welcome you to Time to Talk About It. Call in. Share your testimony today. We will be glad to hear that testimony, because we know that testimony can help someone else this day. For those of you that are listening on a different device, the calling number is 347-857-3925 and press the number 1. And for those of you that are listening live, all you have to do is press the number 1. Amen. Don't be afraid to share your testimony. God brought us from a mighty long way. Don't allow the enemy to make you feel shame, because you know what? God set you free. He healed you and He delivered you, that you're able to share it this day. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to go today and we're going to continue talking today about Gideon. That's what we're going to do. And for those of you that are just joining us and wasn't here when we started talking about him, we are in Judges chapter 6, and we started at the 11th verse. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we're going to continue starting at the 22nd verse in the 6th chapter of Judges. Amen. So for those of you that have your Bible, you can follow along with us. If you do not have your Bible at this time, go ahead and write it down. Write the chapter and the verses that we read to you down. And you can go back in your leisure time when you're spending that time with God, and you can read the whole of chapter 6, or you could just go ahead and read the book of Judges, whatever is laid upon your heart. But to just go ahead and do a little reading. Amen? Reading is good. It is awesome. Let us begin. It says, and when Gideon perceived that he was an angel of the Lord, Gideon said, alas, O Lord, for because I have seen an angel of the Lord face to face. And the Lord said unto him, peace be unto thee. Fear not, thou shalt not die. You notice, again, every time an angel appears, it tells them, fear not. Fear not. Then Gideon built an altar there unto the Lord and called it Jehovah Shalom. Unto this day it is yet in Ophrah of the, let me say slowly, Abiezrite. And it came to pass the same night that the Lord said unto him, take thy father's young bullock, even the second bullock of the 7 years old, and throw down the altar of Baal. That thy father had, and cut down the grove that it is by it, and build an altar unto the Lord thy God upon the top of this rock in the ordered place, and take the second bullock and offer a burnt sacrifice with the wood of the grove which thou shalt cut down. Then Gideon took 10 men of his servants and did as the Lord had said unto him. And so it was, because he feared his father's household and the men of the city, that he could not do it by day, that he did it by night. Boy, I tell you, God, you are awesome. It says, and when the men of the city arose early in the morning, behold, the altar of Baal was cast down, and the grove was cut down that was by it. And the second bullock was offered upon the altar that was built. And they said one to another, who had done this thing? And when they inquired and asked, they said, Gideon, the son of Joash, had done this thing. Listen, it's better to be obedient to God than to follow along with men. Would you have done what God had told you to do? How many today God is calling to go out there and minister his word to someone? Like I told, I was saying yesterday, you know, he tell you to go out and stand on that corner and put Jesus saved, God loves you, whatever he put on your heart for you to write on that sign, will you be obedient to stand on that corner and do it, or would you be afraid because, you know, you're one of your friends might see you, or one of your coworkers might see you, or family member might see you and, you know, will talk about you? You know, will we do what God say to do? Says, then the men of the city said unto Joash, bring out thy son that he may die, because he had cast down the altar of Baal, and because he had cut down the grove that was by it. And Joash said unto all that stood against him, will you plead for Baal? Will ye save him? He that will plead for him, let him be put to death, whilst it is yet morning. If he be a god, let him plead for himself, because one had cast down his altar. Therefore, on that day he called him Jerubbaal, saying, let Baal plead against him, because he had thrown down his altar. Then all the Midianites and the Amalekites and the children of the east were gathered together and went over and pitched in the valley of Jezreel. They made camp there. They set up camp. They said, but the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon, and he blew a trumpet, and Ebezer was gathered after him. And he sent messengers throughout all Manasseh, who also was gathered after him. And he sent messengers unto Asher and unto Zebulun and unto Naphtali, and they came up to meet him. Y'all remember those names, right? Asher, Zebulun, Naphtali. Those are Jacob's sons. Those are out of the tribe, the 12 tribes. Manasseh, so you have Manasseh, Asher, Zebulun, and Naphtali. So you have four of them right there. And Gideon said unto God, if thou wilt save Israel by my hand, as thou hast said, behold, I will put a fleece of wool in the floor. And if the dew be on the fleece only, and it be dry upon all the earth beside them, shall I know that thou wilt save Israel by my hand, as thou hast said. And it was so, for he rose up early on the morrow and trussed the fleece together and wrung the dew out of the fleece a bowl full of water. And Gideon said unto God, let not thy anger be hot against me, and I will speak but this once. Let me prove, I pray thee, but this once with the fleece. Let it now be dry only upon the fleece, and upon all the ground let there be dew. And God did so that night, for it was dry upon the fleece only, and there was dew on all the ground. That's God. That's the God that we serve. He can do anything. He created. He created everything. Don't put it before God and think that he can't do it now. But where does your faith take you? Is your faith that strong enough that you can believe that God is going to do this? Can you believe right now as you put something before God, whatever prayer that you're putting before God? When you're praying, do you have the faith to go along with that prayer? Or are you just praying amiss today? Because when you pray, believe that it's already done. That's what the word said. Believe that it's already done. See? Now, we're coming up on where I wanted to come upon and bring to you about Gideon. See, because when our mind can comprehend what God can do, we put God in a box because we believe that, oh, well, God can't heal this person. God can give me this. God can do this for me. You know, I've never seen God before. And this is, I'm talking about us today. You know, they had the leaders that will come before them like we do today. But we so believe that, you know, this only happened in biblical times. Well, people, if you wake up, you'll know that we're still in biblical times. We are still in those times. We are still living through these pages of the Bible. Because prophecy will be fulfilled. It will be. It may not be fulfilled in your time, but it could be in your children's children's time, it being completely fulfilled. But the Bible has been, you know, it has been fulfilled that people don't want to receive it. But when God calls you, He qualifies you. So those who He qualifies, He justifies. So let us believe today that God is with us and that there is nothing that can happen to you that the God in you cannot handle. But where does your faith lie? Can God trust you today? Can He use you today? Because if He said, go over there and talk to that person, and you look over there and you see that that person is a homeless person, would you go over there and talk to them? He said, buy them some groceries. Or, you know, some food to eat or whatever. Would you be obedient today? Let us begin to build our faith. He said He gave us a faith of a mustard seed. I know you all know how small a mustard seed is. I have one in my Bible to this day from since 2004 when I joined this ministry and got it from Pastor George when he was speaking about the mustard seed, and I taped it in my Bible and still have a packet of the mustard seed. Google it today and see how small a mustard seed is. And He gives us faith, that much faith, but you can increase your faith, but it's up to you. It is up to you. See, Gideon asked God. He put it before God. He said, if thou wilt save Israel by my hand, as thou hast said, behold, I would put a fleece of wool in the floor. Okay? How much of you all today, when you ask God for something or put it there that you believe that it's already done, did your faith grow or did it decrease? So let us continue. We're in chapter 7 of Judges. We're going to begin at the first verse. So forgive me if pronunciation of the word is challenging. Then Jerubbaal, who is Gideon, all the people that were with him, rose up early and pitched beside the well of Herod, so that the host of the Midianites were on the north side of them by the hill of Moron in the valley. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, my own hand hath saved me. Now therefore, go to, proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead, and there return of the people 22,000, and there remain 10,000. Say, whoever is fearful, you can go ahead and you can return. Because you don't want them to be there. They're going to run off and leave you the minute the battle comes. That's what they're going to do. God, remember now, God knows our heart. He knows what we're going to do before we do it. So here it is now. It says 22,000 of them ran. And only 10,000. It said, and the Lord said unto Gideon, the people are yet too many. Too many. Bring them down unto the water, and I will try them for thee there. And it shall be that of whom I say unto thee, this shall go with thee, the same shall go with thee, and of whomsoever I say unto thee, this shall not go with thee, the same shall not go. Here it is. Now you looking, you are going up against another army, and you had all these men, and 22,000 of them less, and you looking and you seeing where your army is getting smaller, and it's like, Lord, what are you doing? We go in to fight an army. But you see, that's the thing. We ain't say God's in it. We are going to fight. You look at your situation that you're dealing with, and you're saying that you are fighting the battle, and that is your problem. It's not you to fight the battle. He said the battle is not yours. It is his. It is his. Until you come into that understanding, you can be forever going into battle and being beat down and beat down and beat down every time you go. Why? Because the battle is not yours. Know that you have more fighting for you than against you, no matter what it may look like. It may look like they got victory all the time, that, you know, well, Lord, they believe in them, you know, and they're not listening to me. It's like I'm invisible. You know, whatever I say, they're not listening. They're not hearing me, Lord. When he say, just stand. Let me fight this battle. Have the faith. Have faith in whatever it is that you're dealing with. Whatever mountain is set before you, I don't know. Whatever mountain is set before you this day, have faith when you pray. Trust and believe that it's already done. It may not be done. It will not be done how you expected it to be done. But God's will be done in that situation. Give it to him. Give it to him this day. Here it is. As you see, Gideon just seeing his army shrinking, and he wants to know. I know it's going through his mind. How am I going to win this with, you know, if he continued taking away my man? And you know that's how we say it. You may think that you're losing, but God is just setting you up for your blessing. He is setting you up for your breakthrough if you can believe, if you can only stand on faith today. I say if, because if is so important, because if you believe, it shall be done. If you don't believe, it won't be. But believe today. And if God is going to show out, whether you believe it or not, and he's going to make a believer out of you, it's going to be done. And you're going to be like, wow, I lost faith, but wow, look what God did. Nobody but God. I know it wasn't me. Nobody but God. A testimony for you to share. And you know what you do with your testimony? Guess what? You keep it. You don't even share it. You don't even share it to help that other person that you know that is going through. But because you don't want that person to know that you've been through that same thing, guess what? You keep it. But God. So know that the war that you're fighting, let God fight that battle for you. It's so hard for us to stand still and allow God to do that. Listen to what he's telling you to do today. Verse 5. So he brought down the people onto the water, and the Lord said unto Gideon, everyone that lappeth of the water with his tongue, as a dog lappeth, him shalt thou set by himself. Likewise, everyone that boweth down upon his knees to drink, and the number of them that lapped putting their hands to their mouth were 300 men. But all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees to drink water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, by the 300 men that lapped will I save you, and believe the Midianites, and deliver the Midianites into thy hand, and let all the other people go, every man unto his place. Again, there they go, home. So 300 of them now is what he has remained. How many of you today would be, oh, Lord, 300? I had a whole army. You bring me down to 300, and I'm going up against an army. Didn't I say nothing is too hard for God? Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible, but do you believe today? Do you have the faith today to trust God in whatever situation? Do you believe? Or are you sitting in fear today. Do you believe 300 men is who now going up against the Midianites with God? That's all he said, 300. It says, verse 8. So the people took victuals in their hands and their trumpets, and he set all the rest of Israel, every man, onto his tent, and retained those 300 men, and the host of Midian was beneath him in the valley, as the army of the Midianites was in the valley. Say, and it came to pass the same night that the Lord said unto him, arise, get thee down unto the host, for I have delivered it into thy hands. But if thou fear to go down, go thou with Phurah, thy servant, down to the host, and thou shalt hear what they say, and afterwards shall thy hands be strengthened to go down unto the host. Then went he down with Phurah, his servant, onto the outside of the army, the armed men that were in the host. And that was those that was down in the camp. And the Midianites and the Amalekites and all the children of the east lay along in the valley like grasshoppers for multitude, and their camels were without number, as the sand by the sea side for multitude. And when Gideon was come, behold, there was a man that told a dream unto his fellow and said, behold, I dreamed a dream, and lo, a cake of barley bread tumbled into the host of Midian, and came unto a tent and smote it, that it fell and overturned it, that the tent lay along. And his fellow answered and said, this is nothing else save the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, a man of Israel. For into his hand had God delivered Midian and all the host. And the word is coming forth. And it was so, when Gideon heard the telling of the dream and the interpretation thereof, that he worshipped and returned into the host of Israel and said, arise, for the Lord hath delivered into your hand the host of Midian. When God gave us instructions, we ought to follow the instructions to a T. Don't miss a step. Don't choose not to do a step. Because when you choose to not do a step, miss a step, guess what? You mess the whole thing up, and you cannot say that God did not deliver. He delivered. You just didn't follow instructions. You did not follow instructions. God used your leader. He used others that come into the ministry to speak into your life. And when he gives you directions, you choose not to follow the directions as it is given to you. If he tells you, make sure you have on a blue shirt, you be on the corner at 9 o'clock, you have on a red shirt, and you at the corner at 9:15. You didn't follow directions. You didn't follow what God said to do. You follow what you wanted to do. And you figure that is okay. That is acceptable. But you know the funny thing about this is when God tells us to do something, we don't do it. He gave you a directive and you do what you want to do. But when your boss on the job gives you a directive, you do exactly what that boss tells you to do. But God, your creator, the one that gave you that job, tells you to do something. You don't even want to do it. You don't want to do it. Just look at the way we handle God's business. You ought to be at church at this time. You come in whenever you want to. You want to handle God's business raggedy. But the job, you're going to be there on time. You're going to be there whether you're sick, you're dying. You're going to be there. You're going to run to that job. But the God that you're supposed to serve, the one that you're supposed to fear, the one that kills both the body and the soul, you don't fear. You fear man. Well, if I don't come to work today, even though I'm not feeling good, the boss going to fire me because I've been out so much. But did you know that very job that you're killing yourself to go to when you are sick and you don't have the strength to go to, that very job when you can no longer do the job, or you pass on, they have somebody right there to put in your place. They have somebody right there to put in the place. But God, the God that we're supposed to trust, believe in, we handle any kind of way. The only time we come to him is when we're in trouble. That's the only time. We don't say, well, thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning. Thank you, Lord, for bringing me through the day. Thank you for, you know, the food on the table and the pantry. I thank you for this vehicle. Thank you for it continually being full and in working condition. We don't even thank God. We don't thank God for the little things. The little things, I tell you, God treat us the way that we treat him. Jesus, Jesus, we'd be in trouble. We'd be in trouble. So here it is. See, Gideon, he is following what God said to do. He is following because you see how much he started off with, how many began to went home on the first go-around. It didn't say how much went home on the second go-around, but it tell you how much was left. It tell you how much was left. Another thing, a lot of people think it's all about the big churches and only the big churches have God in there, but do they really have God inside there? Do they really have God in there? See, he don't need a million people to accomplish what he wants done a specific time. He can use that church, that that have two or three inside there that will do the job of those that have a million inside of it. Don't count them out. Look what he's doing for Gideon. He keeps subtracting. He keeps subtracting because no man will get the glory but God. Do what he said to do. Follow the instructions. If you're going to get a house and the word come to you and say, your house is on this street, it is this color house, it is the third, fourth, fifth house, or it's in a cul-de-sac, this the house that God has for you. Do not go in another street and then follow the directions. Because you know what? You will not get it. And if you get it, whoo, may Jesus help you to pay for it. Because he told you where your house was, the color, everything. There is people in the ministry that God gives the word on their home. They're in their homes today. I will tell you, my uncle, we went to Virginia to Bishop was preaching at a church in Virginia, and my uncle came and his wife came to the service, and after service, you know, we're all talking, and I remember Apostle asking him, what do you want God to do for you? And he told Apostle he wanted a house. That's what he told Apostle. Apostle began to minister to him and told him the area, meaning the division that he's in, everything. Do you know, was not a year before he got his house? Because you followed directions. And this is to show you, when you're following the instruction of God, the enemy is going to come up against you because you're following the direction. That's what you're doing. But will you stand and continue to follow that direction? Or will you be distracted that you will get off that path? Because that's the enemy's job. He'll make something else look so good. That's what he's going to do. When God tells you, go straight, don't turn to the left, don't turn to the right, and then here comes the enemy trotting along while you're on that path, and then guess what? You begin to listen to the enemy. You veer off the path. Amen, amen. Stay in focus. Staying on course. But do we? And if you get off that path, go before God. Go before him. Because you know what? In your disobedience,
because there were some disobedient people in the ministry when it came to getting their homes now. So when you didn't do what God said to do when he said to do it, you missed out. So now you have to wait. You have to wait and see if God gonna have mercy on you to direct you to another house. God is good. Just like you follow the directive on the job, follow the directive that God to you. And one of them is to study his word. Read his word. Spend time in his word. Do we do that? Let us go ahead and see what God did. Do you think he delivered? I know you all say, well, she's reading the chat. Yes. Let me go ahead and read it for those that don't have their Bibles with them, that they know what it is that we're talking about. Yes, I can paraphrase and just say what I, you know, how it ends and what's up, but let's read the word. Let's read the word. Those that can't read, it's being read to them. Remember I said we're in a technology world that you can hear the word, you know, the Bible can be read to you through the Bible app and stuff like that. Well, guess what? I'm your reader today. I'm reading. Trusting that you're comprehending, but I'm reading today. Amen. God is good. It says, verse 16, and he divided the 300 men onto three companies, and he put a trumpet in every man's hand. With empty pitchers and lamps within the pitchers. And he said unto them, look on me and do likewise. And behold, when I came to the outside of the camp, it shall be that as I do, so shall ye do. When I blow with a trumpet, and when I blow with a trumpet, I and all that are with me, then blow ye the trumpets also on every side of all the camp. And say, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. So Gideon and 100 men that were with him came onto the outside of the camp in the beginning of the middle watch. And they had but newly set the watch. And they blew the trumpets and brake the pitchers that were in their hands. And you know, when they say the middle watch, and as I'm reading, I'm sorry, I didn't get that part, because as you know how they do their time to how we do our time is total different. And that is why you had the when they talk about Jesus rising on the third day, what day it was and all of that, it's the way how their time was set up. So that I am sorry that I did not look and bring that, but I know that I have it somewhere inside here. And trust and believe, I will look at that and tell you what the middle watch was. If any of my listeners that are listening know the breakdown of the time that they use, you know, feel free to press the number one and help us out there. But I definitely will get that for you. The day is from sun up to sundown is one day. Yes. Yes, that's how they was they were counting it. Amen. Oh, touch right now, Lord. So they was on the middle watch. It says, and the three companies blew the trumpets and brake the pitchers and held the lamps in their hands and the trumpets in their right hands to blow withal. And they cried, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. And they stood every man in his place round about the camp. All the hosts ran and cried and fled. And the 300 blew the trumpets, and the Lord set every man's sword against his fellow, even throughout all the hosts. And the host fled to Beersheba in Zererath and to the border of Abel-Meholah unto Tabbath. And the men of Israel gathered themselves together out of Naphtali and out of Asher and out of Manasseh and pursued after the Midianites. And Gideon sent messengers throughout all of Ephraim, saying, come down against the Midianites and take before them the waters onto Bethbara and Jordan. Then all the men of Ephraim gathered themselves together and took the waters onto Bethbara and Jordan. And they took two princes of the Midianites, Oreb and Zeeb, and they slew Oreb upon the rock Oreb, and Zeeb they slew at the winepress of Zeeb, and pursued Midian, and brought the heads of Oreb and Zeeb to Gideon on the other side of Jordan. Victory with 300 men. But guess what? They follow the directive. They follow the directive of God. Amen. Amen. Bishop Porter, we have you on.
Praise the Lord. You're doing okay. Amen. I'm just amen into the word of God. And it's so true. You is dead on point, because as you speaking to us, we must follow God's directions. Now, he gave Gideon a direction to carry out. Notice that they had lamps and they had trumpets, and they had to carry out their instructions. It's very important that we do this. And you made a good comparison when you talked about apostle and about your uncle. So oftentimes, people will not stay focused. I know I remember one time, I think it was your sister, and we was on 50, having this church there on 50. And I had her to stand up, and I told your sister if she would just come to church three times in a row, Don't miss. Just come three consecutive times on Sunday that God will heal her. And she followed the instructions, the directions. And sure enough, she got a healing. She came to the church and she testified of it.
Yeah.
See, this is what God will do when you follow instruction from the man or woman of God, because we are God's vessels. We are his instruments. He used us. He used us to speak to us and through us. This is what he's doing to you today. And this is why Minister Diane, he said his word would not go out and return to him void, but it would accomplish what it pleases. Somebody listening to you right now, they need this to increase their faith. Everybody have a measure of faith. When you get up in the morning and you go to get in your car to go to work or your various place during the day, how you know your car going to crank? You get and put the key in by what? Faith. Believing that your car will crank, okay? Even in our home, we sit in a chair. How we know whatever we sit in going to hold us? But we sit down believing that that seat or whatever we sit in will do what? Hold us. We use our feet, our legs, whatever. It's a faith. We go through the run of a day by what? By faith. And it's so true.
Yeah.
Man, I enjoy the word. Man, getting in, he laid out a fleet before God. And no, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, if you in a doubt, then lay out one. That's what Gideon did, and God manifests. See, and if you have some concern about whatever or what is being said to you or whatever, go take it to God. See, and you can't make no mistakes when you go to God, and he has your answer.
That's it right there. We might not like the answer that he gave us, but his will was done. For those that are sick, he might say, no, I'm going to leave you like that. I will sustain you, just like he did Jacob that became Israel when he fought with the angel. That what was it, the thorn in his
he touched his
thigh. When he hit him on
You talking about Jacob?
You know what I'm Jacob. Okay. So it's like, who are we to say, God, take this sickness away from us? I can't deal with it. But maybe that's the only way he could have got your attention,
right,
and for you to do his will. And he's still taking care of you, even though you're sick. He's still taking care of you. But we don't look at it that way. We want to be healed. We want to be healed. And we want to be, you know, to go about our business again. When look at what God did for the children of Israel, when he used Moses to deliver them out of bondage, and they crossed that Red Sea, knowing that body of water that they just crossed, it was nobody but God. And how many days later they forgot what God has done for them? They forget.
Amen. Minister Diane, can I say this? We spoke about Moses. Moses is the one most come face to face with God Almighty when he went to the Holy Mountain, stayed up there 40 days and 40 nights. God manifests himself to him. Moses tried to get out of it, tried to make all kind of excuses. You know how we do. But notice God never touched his tongue. Never.
Nope.
Moses had a stamina tongue. He studied when he talked. It took him almost minutes to get something out. But look how God used it. Look how God used him. He told him, use what you got there. And he said, what the heck, you, what you have there in your hand? He said, I have a rod. He said, use that. And he said, but Lord, I can't talk plainly. I can't talk good. He said, I'm going to give you your brother. See, God always going to give you what you need. But my word is in you. I'm speaking through you. Oh, praise the Lord. See, so, you know, then sometimes, well, I asked God to heal my speech, and he didn't do it. But he yet God. He yet doing other great things in your life. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is what we quite don't understand. You know, they used to say that about apostle. Well, you pray for other people and they get healed. You just said about your uncle, you know, but what about you? You bent over, you're on a walker and all that. But look at the miracles, how God used her to speak in other people's lives. And it came to pass.
But they don't look at that.
See, thank you. See, so Paul, you know, when we look at Paul, asked God to remove his thorn in the flesh. Praise God, time and a time, three times, and the Lord told him, said, "My grace is what sufficient."
Sufficient.
See, so this is what we need to realize. You know, if you done took it to God and he had moved it, do like Paul. Paul said, Lord, I ain't going to worry you no more. Your grace is sufficient. See, you can be stripping even in time of your weakness or whatever your problem is. God yet can use you.
Yes, he can.
Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm.
Yes, he can. That's what I tell him. It's not who man say you are, but who God say you are. And he can use anybody. He can use a homeless person, he can use a little child, but will we listen?
Right.
Will we listen? I heard you talked about that, how God had delivered that he was drunk, so he rolled in your church.
Yep. Come down on his hands and knees in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I was doing a revival, and we had been fasting and praying. See, the Lord says some things come by fasting and praying. We was in revival, and every time I go in revival, I put the church on a fast. You remember that, Diane? And during that time, we was fasting, and Pastor Sheffield, we was there having a good time. And we heard something go boom, 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 boom. A drunk fell in the back door, and another drunk tried to pick him up, and Pastor Sheffield said, leave him alone, leave him alone, leave him alone. So the other one went on up the road. And I had my head down looking at what I was going to talk about. And the Lord said, look up. And I looked up. That man was coming down on his hands and knees. That's how drunk he was. He came down on his hands and knees right in the middle of the church. And he got almost to the pulpit. And them mothers and them elders, them women got around that man and started calling on the name of Jesus. Minister Diane, that man, he stood up on his feet. He sat on the front bench. He helped took up the offering. He testified and walked out that church sober than you and I. I'm telling you, I witnessed the power of God. I mean, cleaned him out.
This is what I'm talking about, Jesus. The thing is, you heard what he said? He testified. How much of us today that God have brought us through so many things that we don't even want to open our mouth and testify the goodness of God and what he have done for us. We don't want to open our mouth and share and tell it. We don't like what we have been through. But there was a reason that you went through it. It could be to be there to help someone else go through it, not that you sinned or whatever, okay? And some of us need to examine ourselves and see, because of our actions, we fell into what it is. But God, his goodness, his mercy is the one that brought us out. So when people see the change in you, they're going to come and say, oh, you remember you used to do this and you used to do that? Exactly. The key words, used to. Now I'm here to tell you no longer.
Amen.
So don't put it back like this is what I'm still doing. You use the word. It is past tense. Used to. This is who I am now. This is who God made me to be. He cleaned me up. He brought me through that mess. So you will not refer to me as that person, because I will not answer you to that person that I used to be, because God healed me, he delivered me, and he set me free. And they say, who he set free is free indeed. And I am free. I am standing in my I am state that he called me to be now.
Amen.
And it's like, I don't understand why people is afraid to share their testimony. None of us are perfect. The perfect one came, he died and rose again, and
Amen.
Is soon to come back.
Yeah.
And soon to come back.
Yeah.
And that's, I love when I can go to a church and they are bringing the word, and God used them to bring forth their testimony with what it is that they're speaking on. Why? Because someone in the house needed to hear that testimony.
Amen.
Needed to hear that testimony. But we allow the enemy to shut our mouth. And he's happy when we keep our mouth shut. Because if we open our mouth, we're going to tear his kingdom down.
Amen.
But if you could keep your mouth shut, guess what? He
Amen.
Got you. So, you know, he ain't going to mess with you. He got you. He got you. So I just, Bishop, I thank you for even coming on. You know, I know you were texting me, but, you know, it's always awesome. You broadcast is free. You know, you can always join in at any time. We may not be in the same place, but just always remember we shared that office together doing Blog Talk
Amen.
Radio. And
I
we are in a technology age that
Amen.
We don't have to be in the same place. We don't have to be in the same state for us to come together and talk about the word.
I learned a long time ago. I learned a long time ago, one that teach should be teachable. And I enjoy your teaching. I tell you, you're doing a beautiful job. And be encouraged. I just thank God for you. And I just wish, you know, it really brings tears to my eyes. And I just wish Apostle was here. Oh, she would be so ecstatic. And also Pastor Sharon, just to see what great job that you are doing on Time to Talk About It. And Karen, the broadcast on, praise the Lord. I tell you, you know, that's why I just like to listen. You know, I see, you know, I praise God. You know, it's you just going forth. And I tell you, you stand with the word. And that's what it's all about, praise God. And then you break it down where we can understand it and bring it up to the day. So somebody out there need it. Some country need it. Some city, some state, somebody need it. The Lord says, word was not go out and return to void. Somebody need it. Praise God. Don't tell me that went over my head. The main one need it. No, it won't go over your head. It's time now. amen, to get something from the Word of God. Praise the Lord. I know that it went over your head. Not going over your head because, hey, God's going to try your faith now. He tried giving you know, when he had to go up against the Mennonites. That was over an army of 100,000 men. Praise the Lord.
And he defeated them with what?
300. He cut his army down to 300. See, God can always take little and make much. And if he did it back then, he's doing the same thing now. Oh, I don't make money on my, I can't pay my tithes because I don't make but this and I got to pay this and I got to pay that. Hey, she just got through talking about faith, the size of a mustard seed. Huh? Trust God. The Lord say, prove me. Huh? He wants you to try. Come on now. See, he did not give us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. Come on. Help me, somebody. And this is what it's all about. See, that your little paycheck, God can take it, and he can stretch it. He can do the things that is impossible with man is possible with God. See? But this is what Minister Diane is trying to get to us, to so our faith can increase and grow. How do it? By studying the Word of God. The more you read and study the Word of God, amen, ain't no time now to, I'm just hanging on. That's not even in the Bible. I'm just holding on. No. But I can show you where he says, stand fast in the liberty whereby Christ have set us free and don't be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Huh? See, so this is what we got to do. And he's saying, after we have done all, do what? Stand. It's time now to stand fast. And that's what Gideon had to do. Praise God. And when he cut that army down, now the leader telling them, let's break up in groups. They broke up in groups of 100. There wasn't but 300 of them. And this is what it's all about. God bless you. Let me hear you.
I just thank God again, Bishop Porter. Again, like I say, it doesn't matter that we're not sitting in the same location. Know that the broadcast is open. And that you can always come in because, you know, I don't have the answer. Hey, I know somebody on this line have the answer. And I'm trusting that they're obedient to just go ahead and put that hand up that they can come in. So I thank you for answering the call and coming in. Amen. Hallelujah. Again. We just thank each and every one of you all for joining us each and every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join us tomorrow night, that's Friday night, for the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference line. That call-in number is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down. And take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Be not afraid nor ashamed of the word this day. Amen. Because prayer changes things. Be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, a peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When
I let go
and
I let God
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things
start happening. I stop looking at
There's so much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright. Yeah.
As
soon as I stop worrying,
how the story is,
I can let go.
I let go when
I can let God. Let him have. My sister, you can't handle it. Let God.